Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia, and today we have got a special treat for you because the Fantasy Pros Fantasy Football Championship is live right now on the FFPC, and we're going to do our first mock draft in that format for all of you who are playing with us this year. We want you to be a part of it. FantasyPros.com/championship. That's where you go to sign up. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, it's pinned right below in the comments. So just click right on there and use that promo code FantasyPros when you sign up to get $25 off, because we want you to win $1 million. That's right, $1 million for playing fantasy football. We're also giving away premium subscriptions to Fantasy Pros, to Betting Pros. There's all kinds of prizes we're going to be doing, and we want you to just be a part of it. And we've got our users a part of this draft today and some of our experts. We've got 100% of our Dynasty Football podcast, Pat Fitzmorris and Scott Bogman, joining us. And we've got Andrew Erickson bringing the big pot energy. And just so everybody knows, FFPC rules here too. We're doing a little bit of a tight end premium scoring here. The quarterbacks in the pocket get a little bit of an extra boost too. So if you see some picks here, you say, oh, why'd Travis Kelce go first overall? Well, that might be why. So we want everybody to understand that the rules are a little different. Of course, we've got all that rules set up to go check it out. FantasyPros.com/championship for all of the details. But today it's not about details. It's about fun. And we're going to kick things off here with this draft. Now, just to give a shout out to our users too. We got Alex. We got Manly Ness joining us. Johnny. We've got JC, CS Chomer. We've got Jim Snacks. The O-line ball coach is in here. P. Foxworth's in there. So a great group of people, and they're from our Discord. So if you say, hey, how come these people got to join? Why didn't I? Well, go join our Discord, fantasybros.com/chat, because that's where they joined for this mock draft and many of our others, because we like drafting against real people. Because after all, Erickson, we're the people's podcast, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, way to bring the energy there. That was very high energy.
Yeah, I'm getting into zone. I'm getting into draft zone. That's what I'm thinking about my strategy.
But it's true. Even though we're using the multi-user draft software, and even though it's fun to draft against the robots, it's more fun to draft against friends. So go check that out, too. Don't forget to download the Draft Wizard app. It's free. Or go to fantasypros.com/draftwizard. Of course, you can go draft against people, draft against robots, send your friends, your enemies, all that fun stuff. Now, we're kicking off here. I'm going to be in the three spot. We've got Bogman in the five hole. Pat Fitzmorris is hitting eighth, and all the way down at the bottom at the turn, we've got our boy, Andrew Erickson. So it is now come to me here already. So off the board here, Christian McCaffrey, Justin Jefferson off the board. It is tight end premium, so I'm going to be the jerk, and I'm going to go ahead and do that with the third spot, and we'll see how it goes. Now, because it's tight end premium, you know, Erickson, the approach changes slightly. I've been pushing Travis Kelce could be a top five pick regardless, but in this scoring, I think, again, the best tight ends become better. So Kelce goes from being already great to being unbelievably great. Do you agree with that pick that I just made?
Yeah, I think it makes sense based on the format. I think that just going after a tight end that you believe can be an elite tight end producer, I think, is just kind of the main takeaway with this particular scoring format. Because if you don't have a top five pick, you probably won't get Kelce, but that doesn't mean you go into this draft or this type of set up with, oh, I'll go late round tight end. Like, that's probably not the best strategy to approach with this.
No. All right, let's continue on here and see what the picks are. After I went Kelce, Chase went. Of course, that would have been my other pick. If I was four, I would have gone there. Saquon Barkley at the five. Then Bijan Robinson at 106. Then we have Austin Eckler going to C.S. Homer. Fitzy, you made your selection, and it's Cooper Kupp. Let's talk about it.
It is. Looking for a high-volume receiver to hang my hat on, Joe. That's pretty much it. And I think that with what's surrounding Cooper Kupp, the other wide receivers the Rams have, the tight ends, I mean, there's just not much. Like, if Matthew Stafford stays healthy, knock wood, I mean, I think we're going to see a massive number of targets for Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, absolutely agreed. I was going to say, what other wide receivers? But you kind of already nailed that.
Right.
After you selected, Jonathan Taylor goes next at 109, Josh Jacobs at 110, Tyreek Hill at 111. Let's go through here and double back here to Scott Bogman while Erickson makes his two picks. Boggs, you were at the 105. You ended up with Saquon Barkley. So let's talk about that pick as well.
I wanted Kelce, Joe, of course. So you upset me by taking him at number three, especially since I just wrote up tight ends in the black book. I know you the did. Advantage that Kelce
gave which just came out on Amazon.
No big deal. So I just wrote up the tight ends. I know how good Kelce can be on a normal team, regardless of a tight end premium. So I thought picking him was very good. So I went with my next running back up on the board, Saquon, still the focal point of the Giants offense. Running back still thin. So I will go ahead and snap up Saquon.
Erickson, you went wide receiver and running back. Let's talk about those selections. At 112, you went Nick Chubb. And then the big pod energy got A.J. Brown. Ooh-wee, I love this pick here. So really, you got two super solid guys to build off of. How do you feel?
Well, I know that in the PPR scoring format, I do want to try to load up it as many wide receivers as I can. But at the same time, I want to have that hero running back. And for me, that's Nick Chubb. Like, I don't see a scenario where Nick Chubb's not returning top eight running back value as the lead back for the Cleveland Browns. I know that Jerome Ford's, you know, slated for this massive role as a guy that was a fifth round pick, but whatever. I don't really care. Nick Chubb, 1,500 rushing yards, 10 plus touchdowns. Maybe he has a receiver role. Maybe he doesn't, but I feel good about him as my number one running back. And AJ Brown, I think, look, he was wide receiver four last year. I don't see why he can't be a first round pick and run it back. So AJ Brown for
and
me.
These FFPC leagues are deep, so we'll see if Jerome Ford gets drafted at some point by Erickson or someone else. And just to let everybody know, too, we got the one quarterback, you got the two RBs, you got the two wide receivers, the tight end, two flex, kicker, defense. So we're going to be doing all those, and I know everybody loves when we draft kickers, so we're going to be doing that today, too. I can't wait to get to that portion of the show. After A.J. Brown won at 201, then we had Derrick Henry go to Fox. Stevenson goes to the ball coach at 203, and then at 204, CeeDee Lamb, great value there. Fitzy, you got some value on a wide receiver too. Who did you select at 205?
I got Stephon Diggs there, and I would have taken Lamb had he slipped to me. I wanted another top level receiver, and there were a couple other possibilities, some younger guys. I like there, Garrett Wilson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, but Diggs has just been doing it now for so long. Ever since he got to Buffalo, he's been just a machine. And you know, he's going to be 30 this year, but I'm not really worried about him tumbling over the age cliff. We just haven't seen any real signs of decline from him yet.
All right, continuing on here, after that, Tony Pollard, then Garrett Wilson, Scott Bogman, who just selected 208. Nice consolation prize, I think.
I'll take Mark Andrews at 208 to pair with Saquon Barkley in the first round if I didn't get Travis Kelce. So that is fine by me. You know, we can argue who the number one wide receiver is going to be in Baltimore all day, but the number one receiving option there is Mark Andrews. Still going to lead that team in targets and catches. So got my tight end out of the way. Now I don't have to worry about it.
There you go. All right. So after Mark Andrews is selected, Amon-Ra St. Brown goes. I selected Breece Hall. Again, I'm here to win $1 million. That's what I'm trying to do here, boys and girls. So you have these 12 team leagues. That's how it's set up. And then what happens is there's a cut line and then you move on to the playoffs there. So again, you're either first or last here. I'm going for it. So I've got Kelce, I've got Breece Hall. If Breece Hall is healthy and Aaron Rodgers makes his offense relevant, goodness, it's going to be a good time. Davante Adams went right after me. Then Najee Harris, who I also had my eye on. Then we had Chris Olave go 302, Manly Ness is on the clock, and I'm looking right now at either Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith, or Higgins. I'm hoping Waddle makes it back to me. We shall see if indeed he does, and he does not. So I'm already mad at Manly Ness, good friend of mine from our Discord. I love our Discord users. They're so good. All right, so now it's about big-time breakout stuff, right? Okay, T. Higgins, Devontae Smith, the number twos in their own team. I want to swing for the fences here with something. So looking around here, swinging for the fences with ATN, Aaron Jones, that doesn't do it for me. So I'm going to swing the fences here for DK Metcalf. And maybe he has the big touchdown season finally. Maybe Tyler Lockett starts to show some age, but I like the start of this team. This is a good feeling for me. At 304, Johnny is up next. And again, a reminder, if you want to get in on this, the link is down below in the YouTube channel, fantasypros.com/championship. Use the promo code FantasyPros, get $25 off your entry, because, you know, you can. And we're giving away $1 million prize at the top of this. It's a $6 million prize pool. Doesn't get better than that. I mean, this is a good time here. This is fun. I'm so happy we're doing this together, the four of us. Devonta Smith at 304, then Aaron Jones to Scott Bogman. Now, Jones, I really looked at long and hard here. I think it's a good value. How do you feel about the selection, Boggs?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not the sexiest pick here, but you have a first-year starter in Jordan Love there. This team should remain a run-first team. Also, the defense is not as good as, you know, it's not as good as we think it is, and it's probably going to be proved without Aaron Rodgers there. So keep that defense gassed up and on the sideline. Run the ball a bunch. I think Aaron Jones has a ton of carries and touches still. So he's a very, very good floor pick here in this spot.
So the unsexy pick goes to Bogman. The sexy pick right after, JC took Jahmyr Gibbs. Look at JC go, saying, I'm all in it. I see the Joe energy that he's bringing to this show. I want to win $1 million. Let's go. Finally, first quarterback's off the board after Fitz's selection. So we're going to talk about that in a moment. Jahmyr Gibbs goes at 306, then 307, Travis Etienne. Fitz, who did you take at 308?
I took T. Higgins, Joe, continuing to stack up top-level wide receivers. And I know maybe he's not quite on that elite level. Maybe Ja'Marr Chase does cap his upside a little, but he's been putting up some excellent complementary numbers. And if anything happened to Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, smash potential for T. Higgins, obviously.
Yeah, certainly indeed. And Jalen Hurts at 309, Mahomes, Josh Allen. So the quarterback run has begun. We'll see Big Pod Energy. Did they go and buy into the QB run or go another way? What'd you do here, Erickson, with your two picks at the turn?
Drafted more wide receivers because it's a full point per reception. And I got PPR machines. Keenan Allen, top 10 receiver when he came back last year. And Amari Cooper. Look, I'm stacked. Look, you're aiming for upside here. You got to stack your teams. I'm betting on the Cleveland Browns here. Nick Chubb, Amari Cooper. Maybe I'll snag Deshaun Watson later on.
Maybe you will. Maybe go out for a nice lunch. Who knows? Maybe a nice seafood dinner after. And never call her back. 402 C-Box. That's why I need you around. Ken Walker at 402. And then TJ Hockenson going next at 403. Jim is on the clock here. We'll see what Jim does with the next pick. Fitz is up. The needs here, according to the draft wizard for Fitz, were quarterback, running back. We'll see what happens here. Damian Pierce now off the board as well at 404 to the snacks. All right, Fitz, what do you want to do here at 405?
I want to stack Cincinnati Bengals, Joe. So I'm going to take Joe Burrow to pair with T. Higgins. And, you know, just want to get myself one of the premium quarterbacks.
Yeah, not too shabby. And again, in this scoring system, too, it's a little bit more for the pocket passer with the yardage. So it does balance out a little bit of those guys who rush a ton. We'll see where the next grouping of quarterbacks go in the run. 406, Chris Godwin goes, then Miles Sanders to JC at 407. Boggs, you're on the clock at 08.
Yeah, you jerk snipe me. I'm going to go with Debo here. Just, you know, a bunch of short passes and eat up the yak. Obviously, his usage was not as big with Christian McCaffrey there last season, so I don't expect that, but this is still a guy that can take a short pass a long way, so take him here and hope he gets more catches this season.
Very good. J.K. Dobbins goes next, and then after J.K. Dobbins, another Baltimore Raven. I select Lamar Jackson. Now, he did give me the side eye face here a little bit, said it was a slight reach. I don't care. If Lamar gets back to MVP caliber with all the new toys, with Zay Flowers, with Odell Beckham, with a new offensive coordinator, with a healthy J.K. Dobbins. I mean, what a tremendous value. And I wasn't the first person, the second person, the third, the fourth, the fifth to take a quarterback, but I still feel like I got a top five potential quarterback, even though we're here. Hell, even top three, maybe. Joe Mixon goes next, and then Alex has two picks at the turn. We'll see what Mr. Salazar does. Terry McLaurin at 412. We'll see what the next one is. Now, Fields is still out there, too. I could have seen how that worked out, but it is PPR, as Erickson was saying. So we got to keep a close eye on what's happening here. The running backs are starting to drop off. Not sure where Dalvin Cook is going to end up. But wherever he ends up, I think there's a good chance he can end up on my team because this seems to be my MO on all of these mocks we do where nobody wants to draft Dalvin Cook anymore. This is not Dynasty, folks. It's redraft. Somebody's going to pick him up.
Hey, Drake ends up London in Miami. That's going
to
be a great
value. If he ends up in Miami, again, I'm here to win. Akers goes, Drake London, who I probably would have taken here. The rest of these wide receivers here, still a little on the shaky side. Running back is just a wasteland. I'm taking Dalvin Cook. Let it ride. Let's go. I got the value thumbs up. So Draft Wizard and I are back speaking again. After the side eye, I got a better emoji. Erickson likes to speak to me in emojis often as well on our text threads. It's something he does. Johnny K24 is up next on the clock at 5:04. Boggs, it says you need wide receiver and quarterback. Are you contemplating Fields here?
I want Fields so bad, Joe. There we go. And,
you're going to get him. Look at that.
One pick ahead of me. So I will snap up Justin Fields and
you can't take Rashad White anymore when Justin Fields is on the board. That's how I feel. What do you think about that, Boggs? You just can't
I completely agree. I mean, if anybody else signs in Tampa Bay, you are shaking in your boots for Rashad White. If they go out and get Zeke, you are not going to be super excited about him. I still think he's the number one back there, regardless of who they sign. But number one with Zeke versus number one with Chase Edmonds looks way, way different. So, yeah, I'm not in on Rashad White like everybody else.
And we all play in the fishbowl. I know I had a pretty good playoff run a couple years ago. Fitz is amazing. He's always in playoff runs in Scott Fishbowl. Whenever you're in these big, giant tournament things, you want to build your team responsibly, but you've got to look for the upside because the payoffs here are for the big winner-go-home kind of teams. And if you go home, you go home. But the only way you have a shot is if you take the shots on the Justin Fields, on the Lamar Jackson types, on the guys where it's like, look, this value here could blow up the spot. And if it does, then we'll see, you know, you'll see yourself at the top. You'll see yourself at least in the playoffs. After you took Fields, Hopkins goes next, then DJ Moore after that. And then we had another tight end, 508, George Kittle to Fitz. Fitz, talk about it.
Yeah, I took George Kittle, and the tight end premium format sort of makes having a top tight end a big priority. And we know Kittle is kind of hit and miss. Like you have some big splashy games and other games where maybe he's used more as an inline blocker or just not seeing a lot of targets. So it's going to be sort of an uneven ride with him as usual. But towards the end, I'm pretty confident, you know, he'll end up as a top six tight end in fantasy.
Yeah, I'm shocked that he was still on the board here. And again, we're playing FFPC rules. So the fact that Kittle fell a little bit is fascinating value. 509, then we've got Jerry Jeudy going off the board. Then the ball coach takes Michael Pittman. DeAndre Swift goes at 511. Interesting picks there from Foxworth. Then Big Pot Energy, 512, 601. What do you have for us?
Christian Watson, Calvin Ridley, two wide receivers that I think could see massive leaps. Right now, I think their rankings are really more of hedges. I think it's more likely that these guys finish as wide receiver ones rather than this 24 range, or they finish outside the top 30 altogether. So I'm taking big swings here with these players. Don't necessarily think both of them hit, but I only need one of them to hit. So that's why they take multiple shots.
You can't
shots.
Have every wide receiver, Erickson. You can't have
Well, I mean, you guys keep drafting these tight ends and running backs when I'm – and quarter. You guys drafted quarterbacks so early. Come on. What is this like?
No. We drafted great quarterbacks so early. There's a difference Mr. Big Pot Energy.
Yeah, well, in a Lamar big Jackson. Tournament league, you got to make that starting lineup good.
Come on, man. All right, but look, I love what you're doing, and you're doing exactly the right thing, Erickson, which is when you're at the turn, you take advantage of the value that's there, and you BPA the hell out of it until everybody else just screams for mercy. At 602, Tyler Lockett. Then you have 603, James Conner. Dallas Goedert goes to Snacks at 604, and then Pat on the board. Boy, if this isn't the sexiest pick of the draft, I don't know what is. David Montgomery.
Yeah, exactly. When you wait at running back that long, sometimes your back is up against the wall, and that was pretty much the situation here. So, you know, I'm not under the illusion that he is going to be a top five rusher or, you know, still, though, ascending offense, good ecosystem, good offensive line. Like, I think David Montgomery is going to have another solid season. That's kind of what I need right now.
Mike Williams goes at 606, and then JC takes Herbert at 607. Boggs, who'd you select at 608?
Yeah, I went with Deontay Johnson. I think he's going to improve on these zero touchdowns that he had last year and
nowhere to go but up,
actually
Boggs.
Bring some to the table, and hopefully Kenny Pickett will pass a little more this year. So I think that it's all working. I mean, they've been working out together in Florida as well. So I think Deontay is pretty good value here.
Boggs, do you like do you like Pickens more, or do you like Johnson more than Pickens?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, not PPR, personally. I don't like Deontay.
Oh, not personally, but you drafted Deontay first.
I like for fantasy. PPR.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Full PPR. At least you know Deontay Johnson. I think you know Kenny Pickett shows you some moments towards the end last year. Still wasn't great, but some moments. I think he can build on it. Then we had Javonte Williams go after my selection. So let me just recap for you. We had 609 Dak Prescott, then 610 Christian Kirk, then Javonte Williams at the turn, Ayuk and Lawrence, Kyle Pitts, and then back to me. I want to take a shot on a receiver. Probably going to end up being a rookie here. I'm going to go ahead and take Jordan Addison. Let's see how he does.
Love that.
He's going to see a lot of single coverages with Justin Jefferson running around and running amok. So I was really thinking hard about Juju Smith-Schuster, which I know you're going to laugh at, guys. But in the full PPR, I keep looking at this Patriots wide receiver corner. I'm like, he's going to catch balls. So that was kind of a tough call for me right there.
For you to be in on the Juju train with me, Joe, was him to go to your favorite team. Juju forever, Joe. You and me. Let's go.
I was in last year with you on Kansas City, if you recall.
Better than Sky Moore.
And then all of a sudden it started to look good, and then he got hurt, and then we never saw it again. So it was a big hot mess. Interesting value here. 704 Johnny K24 trolling me with Madison there. So certainly another way you can go. The illusion that somehow Madison is Dalvin Cook, I think, is just ridiculous. So people need to realize that you're getting a discount on Madison because he's a discounted player. He is not Dalvin Cook. Can he be good? Yes. Can he be great? I don't think so. Isaiah Pacheco goes next to Scott Bogman. Now, this is a dude that I like. I know that Jerick McKinnon came back. I get that. I know Clyde Edwards-Helaire is still around, but Boggs, Isaiah Pacheco, I think, showed you that he can be physical for a smaller guy. I think the coaching staff likes him. I think Mahomes likes him. I understand there's going to be a cap, but he still plays in a great offense. So how do you feel about this selection?
That's really it. I mean, we're trying to take upside here, right? It's a big tournament style game that we're playing here. So I'm trying to get a good starting lineup. I'm trying to take upside on the bench. So I'm probably going to have a decent amount of rookies from this point on and just shots. And if you're taking shots, take a shot on one of the best offenses in the league in Kansas City. So I like the touchdown upside for Pacheco.
Can't argue with that logic there. Love logic. Treylon Burks at 706, then Darren Waller at 707. Fitzy, Mike Evans. This is a surprising one. It's just like the slide just needed to stop.
Yes,
kind of
Fitzy.
And that's exactly it. I mean, Joe, like we know he's not going to be what he was with Baker Mayfield as his target delivery mechanism, but like there's only so far we can let
you didn't even call him a quarterback. You didn't even have the decency to call him a quarterback.
Exactly.
His target delivery mechanism. Wow. That was way harsh.
But just imagine being able to get Mike Evans in the back half of the seventh round. I mean, the guy's still good. I know he had the long touchdown drought last year, but like, I don't think he's fallen off the cliff. And, you know, hopefully Baker Mayfield doesn't destroy Evans' fantasy value like he did with DJ Moore early last season.
I'm never going to get over that target delivery mechanism. I got to get a shirt. Can we get a shirt in the Fantasy Bro Shop on that, please? Jahan Dotson at 709, then 710. The ball coach selects George Pickens. Evan Engram goes to Fox. BPE, I knew this is what you were going to do, too. When you made that quarterback comment, I was like, he's going to take Deshaun Watson. He's going to be a show off here at the end. And you did it. So good on you, Erickson. Let's talk about that and your next pick, too.
Well, I'm just continuing to place my bets on the Cleveland Browns having a bounce back season. So Deshaun Watson, look, you guys are drafting quarterbacks in rounds 5. Deshaun Watson has the exact same skill set as those guys. He can run. He can throw. Look, another year removed from his suspension, I think he's going to be a top 5 quarterback. So, and at the value you can get him, he's a steal.
I agree. This was the one out you had. You took it. So I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. All these years of
going to be a Cleveland fan in this league.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get on that Browns bandwagon because nothing ever goes wrong for the Browns.
No.
Marquise Hollywood Brown goes next. Speaking of Browns at 802. And then James Cook goes 803. Kadarius Toney at 804. Fitz, you're up at 805. I like this selection here. A little RB depth. Let's talk about him.
It does feel like sort of a reach to get Rashad Penny here, Joe, but, you know, I kind of put myself in a corner with running backs and needed to get one here. And I do think that if Rashad Penny is able to stay healthy, which of course is a Godzilla sized if, he is going to be, he is going to be the most valuable back for Philadelphia. And this is an offense with, you know, with what Jalen Hurts opens up with his rushing ability, what he, you know, can do for running backs efficiency is, you know, very attractive to me. And I do think Penny's going to be the primary early down guy in Philadelphia.
There you go. All right. Continuing on with the draft after Penny, then Tua Tagovailoa goes next. We have Pat Freiermuth go to JC Jackson. Everything's moving on me. Jackson's I keep seeing Jackson Smith and Jigba, and then I keep trying to say Juju Smith-Schuster because that's who Bogman actually took. So a lot of things happening right now. Moving parts. Talk about it, Bog, so I can make my pick.
We're Team Juju here on Fantasy Pros. Everybody knows that. We all like Juju. Nobody doesn't like him at all. We're Team Juju here. He's going to have 100 catches for the New England Patriots. Everyone agrees. No reason to ask anybody else about Juju.
All right, there you have it. Can't argue with that. All right, continuing, looking at the board here. 809, Khalil Herbert goes. Then I took Alvin Kamara at 810, just like Fitz. I'm just going to stop the slide. And we'll see how long the suspension is or what goes on. At some point, I think he's going to play. Can I hold down the fort with Breece Hall and Dalvin Cook? Yeah, I think I can. And then what a PPR monster I might have on my hands. I like the way this draft's going. I wish this was an entry instead of just a mock. But you see how we're preparing you to go into this championship? FantasyPros.com/championship, to be specific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around. Hey, tapping. Hey, stranger. I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, "Look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot"?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but
all right. So, what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees, a much bigger range than most grills. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Utilize the smoke boost setting to intensify that smoky flavor. Direct flame cooking creates searing, crisping, and browning. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You'll cook on two levels at the same time so you can make enough for everyone, then clean up quick with the pull and clean grease and ash management system at the front of the grill. Cook confidently with intuitive digital controls at the grill and enjoy the sleek, easy-to-use surface. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
Brian Robinson Jr. goes to Manly Ness. Then Alex at the top of the turn takes David Njoku. Brandon Cooks, who I was contemplating taking, did not make it down to me. AJ Dillon goes at 9:02. Then I took Jacoby Myers because I think Hunter Renfrow is not going to be that
gone.
Guy.
You needed another boring Juju slot was gone. Guy.
I needed another slot guy. And look, if Jimmy Garoppolo is playing, he could only throw the ball 5 yards. And that's where Jacoby Myers shines. So we're in a good situation here where he's going to be the slot receiver. I think he's going to get used a ton. He's going to be familiar with the offense. And, you know, I think this is actually a decent late PPR pick. We'll see how it turns out. I've taken a lot of upside. This is my boring pick here. Dalton Schultz at 904. Bogman, who did you take at 905? Because it looks like a guy you're not going to see for a couple weeks.
I took Jamison Williams, and the reason I did is because I went so safe with the Juju pick. So I took a swing pick, and that's kind of, you know, paying yourself off. If you do something nice, then you can take a swing a little bit later, kind of like eating a vegetable and then having something terrible, right?
Exactly,
you
know,
so, I mean,
look, sometimes you get out of whack and you end up looking like me with these. So you don't want to do it with every single pick, but you know, you can afford to take a guy that's going to be suspended. We're playing upside here, guys. And Jamison Williams, there's a lot of football after week five. So
this is why we're friends, you know, Boggs.
Yeah.
I literally was going to say, it's like you eat the broccoli and then you get cookies after.
Yeah, that's right. Know? Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, so, come on. That's
sometimes
that's the whole point.
You have a little too many cookies and not enough broccoli. Sometimes that happens.
You know my theory on life. We're all going to die. Eat the cookie. Eat the cookie. Yeah. Have the cookie. Everything's going to be fine. Like, we'll figure it out. All right. Rashad Bateman goes next to JC at 906. Then finally, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who I've been trying to give away for around now, finally goes at 907. Fitz. 908. Let's talk about Devon Achane, because this guy's got a lot of speed, a lot of upside. And right now, two guys were often hurt ahead of him. So what do you think he could do in a tournament like this?
Yeah, it's possible that Miami still brings in some sort of veteran running back that could sort of cloud Achane's 2023 outlook. But for now, I think he's going to have a fairly significant role here, just having so much juice. And we know that Mostert has done well while playing for McDaniel, like both in San Francisco when McDaniel was the running game coordinator and last year in Miami. And I think Achane is a, you know, much younger and more of a turbocharged version of Raheem Mostert. So, like, I think he's going to do well. I think he's going to have an expanded passing game role. And, man, the guy's speed is just so intoxicating. Like, I had to get him.
Yeah, Fitz, you got 10 seconds to make another pick. Yeah, so hustle up. I don't want to rush a Fitzy pick ever. So let's pause and unpause here, and we'll continue on because I want to get the rest of the insights here, because we had Snacks take Gabriel Davis over at 909. Then one of my favorite picks here. This is a great one at 910. I was hoping it would sneak back to me, but the old ball coach 44 took Elijah Moore. Then we had, which really upset Erickson because he was trying to collect all the Browns like Pokemons. Then after that, we had, who was next here? We had Jamal Williams go at 9-11. And then Big Pot Energy finally. All right, go ahead, Erickson. Who do you have here?
I took Damian Harris, who is going to be this year's Jamal Williams when he scores 15 touchdowns for the Buffalo Bills. So I just like the outcome with Harris. I think that he'll be the guy that has the red zone role. And I think that you can get him late.
I love that pick.
So Damian Harris, for me, I think he's got massive touchdown upside, especially when you look at the way that the FFPC is set up. There are playoff weeks. What's Buffalo going to do in December? They're going to give their ball to their big red zone running back, and he's going to run for touchdowns against the Patriots. Yeah. So I like Damian Harris. And then I followed it up with Chigakonkwo. I have not drafted a tight end. I was looking to try to get Darren Waller, but he did not fall to me. That's who I was kind of eyeing as my elite tight end. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm punting the position, I'm just going to draft guys I think have upside. We talked about him on the tight end show. I like Okonkwo, really efficient as a rookie, and he could be the number one pass catcher. They have Treylon Burks in Tennessee, and then not really anybody else. So that's why Chig was my pick as my tight end.
There you have it. All right, Cortland Sutton goes next at 10:02. Boy, could you imagine last year Andrew Erickson getting a 10th round selection of Cortland Sutton? I mean, the shirt would have come off. He would have been running around the studio in his house. It would have been unbelievable. After that, we had one of my favorites, Quentin Johnson, go off. Again, old ball coach is killing me. Samaje Perine, then Zay Flowers to you, Fitzy. Let's talk about your selection here. I love this pick.
Sticking with the undersized rookie motif, I guess, after the Devon Achane pick. So, we're going to go with Zay Flowers. And just like, this guy was a high achiever at Boston College, and I think he's going to fit in fairly well with a Baltimore Ravens offense that hopefully is going to throw more with Todd Monken at the controls as the new offensive coordinator. So, and, you know, at this point, he's my wide receiver 5. So it's kind of a swing for the fences here.
Yeah, well, this is where we're at. We're swing for the fences. Get your guys. This is the time in that draft. Tyler Algier at 10:06, then Zach Charbonnet to JC at 10:07. Boggs, you selected another Miami running back, Jeffrey Wilson Jr. So why'd you take him over Raheem Mostert?
Yeah, I think he's more likely to lead them than Mostert. I don't know. It's all kind of dart throws unless Dalvin Cook comes in and ruins this whole situation. I agree with Fitz that A-Chain is the upside play if you're going there. But to peel the curtain back and be honest, I got absolutely sniped. I wanted Charbonnet so bad, and he went one pick ahead of me. So I a little panicky on Jeff Wilson, but he was one of the only three guys in my queue. So I went ahead and went with him and crossed my fingers and hope he gets the most carries in the Miami backfield.
All right. After that selection, Alan Lazard goes, who I was trying to take. So instead I took John Mechie because I'm going to just die on this hill this year. I know last year he did not play. If he is healthy, he is going to be the chain mover in that offense. And that's probably the kind of offense is going to be. So a 10-10, I'm going to take my shot there. Then you have Jerick McKinnon going next. I have to make another pick here while I'm talking. So much multitasking. So Jerick McKinnon goes next, then Eli Mitchell at 10-12. Finally, Michael Thomas goes off the board at 11-01. I just couldn't do it, guys. I thought about it. I just can't do it. Darnell Mooney, 11-02. There's risk, and then there's your season's over before it starts. You know, like that famous Family Guy thing about the Mets. You remember, it's like, and it's opening day. Here's the first pitch.
And the season's over.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Darnell Mooney goes, then I took Sky Moore at 11-03. This is the point in the draft where I just start taking guys in good offenses and just hoping for the best in productivity. Devin Singletary at 11-04. Dalton Kincaid to Bogman at 10-05. Excellent. Finally, somebody who likes Dalton Kincaid, because Fitz has been throwing shade at Kincaid for the last two shows I've been on. So Boggs, let's talk about the selection of the rookie Buffalo Bills tight end slash slot guy slash slash.
I mean, we're in tight end premium, so this pick is almost like a just in case he is really good. You know what I mean? I already have Mark Andrews as my starting tight end, so I don't need to worry about tight end until a little bit later. I waited till after the 10th round. I took Kincaid because I think he is a possibility to be the number two receiving option in this offense in Buffalo this year. Now, he's a rookie tight end, so the likelihood of that happening is fairly low, but they took him early, so they obviously like him. The guy can block. He can do a little bit of everything. So I think it's pretty safe to assume that he can get on the field pretty quick, and he's already better than Dawson Knox. So I'm excited about Kincaid's potential in a format like this with tight end premium. I'll go ahead and take a risk on him.
All right. Continuing on after Kincaid, you had Aaron Rodgers go off the board. Rondell Moore to C.S. Homer. Then Fitzy took a New Orleans running back, not the one I selected, obviously, Alvin Kamara. You took Kendre Miller. So what are your thoughts about what he can contribute this year to the Saints?
Well, if Alvin Kamara is in fact suspended, they're going to need Kendre Miller to help support Jamal Williams in that backfield. So, you know, and obviously I think he's much burstier than Jamal Williams. I think there's some upside potential here, and maybe he's just a third wheel if Kamara's suspension isn't a very long one, or if he somehow ducks it entirely. But, you know, like rookie running backs, generally a pretty good investment, and, you know, I'm going to make that investment here.
Okay, investment made by Fitz and Kendre Miller. Then you have Tyler Boyd, Greg Dulcich, Zay Jones, and Big Pot Energy taking another quarterback. Oh, look at you. So where's all the faith in Deshaun Watson? Are we taking another quarterback here, Erickson?
No, I mean, I don't like the weather games in Cleveland and towards the end of the season. They got to play a lot of outdoor games. I'd rather take my risk with some of these Seattle guys. And Geno Smith, I think, has a ton of upside. Look, he's averaged, as a Seattle starter, 20 games. He's averaged over 20 fantasy points per game. 20 games played as a Seattle starter, Geno Smith. Nobody likes him except me. And oh, what do? They add Jackson Smith.
I like him. That's not true. That's not true.
Is he in your top 12 rankings for quarterback?
Yes. Yeah.
This is a pro Geno Smith podcast. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
You will find no shelter here. No. Sorry.
Erickson, I have him at 13. Am I kicked off the show now?
Get off. Log off now.
All right. Oh, okay. There you go. Sorry, top 12. Top 12. All right. After Geno, who'd you take next?
I took Jalen Warren. Who was better on a per-touch basis than Najee Harris was last year. Now, I think Najee is primed for a bounce back when it comes to him being more healthy. But Jalen Warren looked really good last year, and he's the direct handcuff. Like, I don't think enough people talk about Jalen Warren, and potentially if he takes on a bigger role, if Najee gets hurt, Jalen Warren is slated up very well.
Nico Collins goes at 12:02 to Fox, and then old ball coach takes Alec Pierce. I feel like like old ball coach just like has my ranks up and is just taking guys now for the last like six rounds. It's really frustrating because I had Dulcich in my queue too. Then you had Deonta Foreman go to Snacks. Fitzy, you went for another tight end too. Who'd you select?
Cole Kmet, and I do realize he's not going to lead the Bears in every receiving category like he did last year, now that they brought in DJ Moore and get Darnell Mooney back from injury. So the target outlook is admittedly not great here, but you know, if one of those wide receivers were to get hurt, if the Bears' passing volume were to you know, tick up greatly, we know it's going to go up some. It's going to get the dead cat bounce after like they barely threw the ball at all last year. They're going to throw more this year. It's just a question of how much more. So I believe in the talent with Cole Kmet. I just don't know if the target count is going to be real attractive.
All right. Let's get to Scott Bogman's pick. But in between, you had, after Cole Kmet, Tyler Higbee, then Raheem Mostert going. Scott Bogman, you took Romeo Doubs. This is an interesting one, too, because there's some intriguing value here on Doubs at this point.
Yeah, and this is more upside playing. I've established my wide receivers are pretty safe. I may take a safe option after this to kind of balance out my risk in Romeo Doubs, and Dalton Kincaid is my last two picks, of course. But I think, you know, there's a chance for someone else to be the number one wide receiver on this team outside of Watson. I do think it will be Watson. I think he's the most talented option that they have, but it's a new quarterback coming in Jordan Love, and it's kind of whoever he, you know, develops that chemistry with early. Doubs could be one of those guys. He's a nice deep threat. He's a big swing play as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll throw a dart on him and see if he can, you know, catch around 75 balls for Green Bay this year. Fingers crossed.
All right. Fingers crossed there for that. Then after Doubs, Kirk Cousins goes. I took Zeke because he's going to end up somewhere. So once again, give me a guy who's going to score some touchdowns. I don't know where it's going to be. Ezekiel Elliott will find a home in the next 2 months somewhere. And this is why when you're drafting early sometimes in these kind of formats, again, fantasybros.com/championship and these FFPC, these big tournament kind of things, you get an opportunity to get some value. Like there's no definitive where is Zeke going to be. There's no definitive what's the Alvin Kamara suspension, right? When you have those opportunities in the early time to draft, you take advantage of them, just like you do in best ball, because as you get more clarity, some of the ADP for some of these guys is going to change drastically. So if you're going to do this, you might want to think about drafting in June if you pay attention. And if you're watching these shows, then you're somebody who pays attention. So after that selection for me, I was hoping I could sneak in Anthony Richardson and just be a jerk and take him and Lamar. It didn't happen. Daniel Jones, then Richardson, then DJ Chark. Interesting value there. Leonard Fournette goes. And then I took my second quarterback here to have to. Again, because it's so just a deep roster with 20. Waiver wire is not going to be great. I want to get talent on my roster. Jared Goff at 1303. That's a solid backup if I have an issue with an injury to Lamar, who's had injury issues. Michael Gallup goes next to Johnny at 1304. Then Boggs, you took one of my favorite guys out of my queue, Roshan Johnson. Let's go. Hook 'em horns.
Got to get my Texas guy. I took the bear that Fitz should have taken. He knows that. In Roshan Johnson. look, the running backs are up in the air. I'm pretty sure Texas guy is going to get this between him and Foreman, but Herbert's in there as well. We've already heard Herbert say that they want to use everyone. This is probably going to be the old hot hand. And if Roshan can get going early, there's a chance to earn more than just a couple carries or goal line carries because he's enormous. So there's a good touchdown floor with him, I feel like, with room to grow. So I'll go ahead and snap him up here.
Okay. After that snap up, Wandale Robinson at 1306, Russell Wilson, at 1307. Fitz, you took a quarterback, Derek Carr at 1308. How do you feel about it?
Not great. And I did want Russell Wilson, actually, who went one pick earlier. But so with the backup to Joe Burrow, you know, it's probably going to be a one game and done for Derek Carr for me. And I like the fact that Carr is probably going to be available for that one game. The guy has been pretty indestructible for his career for the most part. So, you know, I think he's going to be available. Not a high ceiling, but solid floor. What are you going to do? 13th round backup quarterback. I'm okay with it.
Anything you do? One dog's looking one way, one dog's looking the other way. Bogman saying, "What do you want from me?
What do you want?"
Clyde Edwards-Helaire goes at 1309. Then Adam Thielen at 1310. Fox took 1311 on Gainwell, and then 1312, 1401. That is you, and you took one of guys out of my queue here, Erickson. So you took Gesicki at 1401. That was my guy, and then Chuba Hubbard. So Do you think the rumors are true when it comes to the Carolina backfield we're hearing, Erickson?
In terms of like Hubbard carving out a receiving role, I don't know. It could happen. Miles Sanders receiving role.
I meant the early down role that I keep hearing people talk
about. For Chuba Hubbard?
Yeah, that's what I heard yesterday.
I don't believe that at all. I'm drafting Hubbard because I think Sanders might get hurt and Hubbard could have a standalone role as a receiver. So that's why right now, look, I have my starting lineup. So with these roster spots, I don't want to draft more wide receivers because I'm never going to start any of these guys because I loaded up a receiver in the beginning of the draft. So I'm just drafting high-end handcuffs like a Jalen Warren, like a Chuba Hubbard, where if the starter goes down, boom, now I can start Chuba Hubbard as a top 24 ranked running back. I can start Jalen Warren as a top 24 ranked running back. I don't need more receivers like a Donovan Peoples-Jones. How am I going to start him as my wide receiver 7? Like, I'm never going to start him. Whereas these running backs, it's very clear when I can use them.
Yeah, this is also the time in these drafts, these big tournaments with the deep rosters, you start looking at bye weeks too. Normally, I could care less about bye weeks. I just want the best players available. But in these scenarios, it's very different. So after that, Everett, then Juwan Johnson goes. After Juwan Johnson, we had Trey McBride and then Fitz at 14:05. Look at that. We said it was going to happen, and there it is.
Throwing another dart with a running back, Jerome Ford, who right now is currently the pretty basically undisputed running back two behind Nick Chubb. So it could be potentially a windfall if anything were to happen to Chubb. And maybe Ford has a little bit of standalone value as well.
Didn't get your own handcuff, Erickson.
I'm not handcuffing my own running backs. I'm playing for upside. if Nick Chubb gets hurt, I'm going to lose anyway. So
I just wanted to stir you
true.
Up.
Yeah, exactly. This is true. Cordarrelle Patterson goes
well,
next.
It worked.
Tank Bigsby at 14:07. Odell Beckham at 14:08. Oh, Boggs. I couldn't believe he was still on the board as soon as I saw him. I was like, he's never going to make it past Bogman. And he didn't. You
know. It's good value.
Look, a boring pick value. Here. I'm not super excited about Odell, but there's obviously upside. We're playing it in a tournament style. So I'll take him here. It's fine. You know, I wanted Thielen to fall back to me is what I wanted to happen, but another solid vet with a high floor as long as he's healthy.
All right. I'll be the first one to do it. I don't care. I'm going to take a defense when it comes back to me here. I don't care. I took Dawson Knox went at 14:09. I took Rashid Shaheed at 14:10. Then Kareem Hunt at 14:11. Gus Edwards at 14:12. And Sam Laporta at 15:01. Matthew Stafford at 15:02. And then I took the Eagles defense I took the Georgia defense. I get a little confused sometimes. But I think this defense is going to be unbelievable. They're so incredibly talented. And this just they've got such good players there. And year over year, I know they lost some guys. But I'm just looking at the rest of the NFC, and I just think the Eagles are so far and away the class of that conference, and I just think they're going to put a whooping on people. This is going to be like a 14-win team. I'm sorry. I just look at this, and that's what I see every single time. So I want in on this, and we'll see if there's any other defenses that go off after. I'll be the first guy. I don't care. I'll do it. Again, they can score a lot of points in special teams on the defensive side. This is a good thing for me. KJ Osborne at 15:04. After that, Kyler Murray at 15:05 to Scott Bogman. Boggs, I don't think he's going to play this year. So why this pick? You really think he's going to?
Oh, he's definitely going to play this year. He's just not going to start this year. So
you mean like when they're 2-8, they're going to bring this guy back to play?
He's still going to have to get used to the offense, and on-field experience is so much more. And my bye week isn't until week 13. So I think I'm safe waiting on Kyler Murray. So he's definitely playing this year, Joe. I understand it. Like if they're 0-1, whatever, when he comes back, maybe shutting him down early, but I don't think he gets through the season without at least playing.
Fair enough. I think that he doesn't have to learn the offense cause he ain't going to be there next year. Cause when they have the number one pick, they're going to take Caleb Williams instead. That's
could
right.
Be.
I think the Murray era is over. And somebody will take Kyler Murray.
You want him to look good and then try to trade him. You know,
you probably do, but this is like that whole thing. When even in fantasy, you trade a guy when he's coming back from the injury, right? Before he gets back out on the field, just in case. That's what I would do. His value is always theoretically highest than anything else. After you took Kyler Murray, Curtis Samuel goes at 15:06. Donovan Peoples-Jones on the contract year, 15:07. Isaiah Hodgins at 15:08. I love this pick, Fitzy. Hodgins was really so quietly good. I picked him up in a bunch of leagues last year. Nobody's talking about this guy. And in deep leagues, I'm taking a shot on him. He was right there in my queue towards the top. Do you think he can come close to anything he did down the stretch last year for the Giants?
Boy, I don't know, Joe, but I'm optimistic. Like you said, he was really good last year. And, you know, unlike all these other Giants receivers, he is not, and wait for it, Erickson, I'm going to use your new favorite word, he is not a Lilliputian. He is a bigger wide receiver. So I think he's going to get on the field. And, I'm optimistic. Like he showed us something late last season, and I'm hoping there's more to come.
There's anybody else? Vocab test. Right when Fitz said Lilliputian, Deuce Vaughn got selected.
Yeah, I saw. Michael Carter went next, and then Bryce Young after that. So he said Lilliputian, and then there you go. There was Bryce Young. So he is off the board. And Deuce Vaughn went not too far after, by the way. San Francisco, 15-11. See, Foxy gets it, taking the big elite defense in the big tournaments. Then we have Irv Smith, the big pot energy, and the New Orleans defense. All right, so let's talk about this here, Erickson. What do you think?
Well, I didn't really like anybody else on the board, which is why I drafted a defense, because there was no names that were sticking out to me. So I drafted the Saints, who have the easiest schedule in the NFL because they play in the NFC South, which is filled with terrible teams. And I think that the Saints defense, they added a lot of talent in the offseason. I think they're going to be healthier than they were last year. So if they're playing with leads, they're going to be able to create turnovers. So I like the Saints defense. And Irv Smith, look, I'm just taking shots at tight end at this point. He plays in a high-powered offense. He should be the starter. He's young. So that's just kind of my optics on those two picks.
Okay. Boggs, we'll get to your pick in a second here. Let's run through them. After you selected New Orleans, then Renfro, Chase Brown, Deuce Vaughn, Fitzy, you took a defense too. You took Dallas. I would have thought you would have taken Dallas over New Orleans, despite the schedule situation. How happy were you that Dallas fell to you?
Pretty happy. I mean, that's a defense that's going to put up some points. They have guys who can get after the quarterback, especially Micah Parsons. And, they have an offense that can force opponents to throw, which is a good thing, because that's how defenses make their that's how they score fantasy points. Sacks, interceptions. Dallas, I think, is going to put pressure on opposing offenses.
Okay. After that selection, continuing on with the draft here, some good picks, because after Renfro and Chase Brown, then you had Deuce Vaughn, Dallas goes to Fitz, then Buffalo at 1606, Ertz at 1607, Jalen Hyatt to Bogman. So you think Hyatt makes an impact, or we're just trying to take some talent and see where it goes for the second half?
I think he can. And part of the reason is, like when you mentioned Isaiah Hodgins, who's a great pick. I thought that was a fantastic pick. There's not really a number one in New York right now. It should be Waller, but we know Waller's fairly injury prone. And Hyatt isn't complete, but he is fast. He has a skill set that you cannot teach. And I think it could get him on the field sooner rather than later.
Okay. After your selection, Boggs, let's move on here to Hyatt. Then you had Kelly going at 1609. I took MVS. I'm trying to get all the Chiefs wide receivers I can. Just maybe one of them will be good. I don't know. We'll see. I'm already in for Kelsey, so I might as well just get everybody else. Then you had the New York Jets going to Manley Ness. Jaden Reed, at 1612. Tajay Spears at 1701. This is when the draft starts to look like a dynasty draft. Then you have Joshua Palmer at 1702. I took Terrace Marshall at 1703. I think there's some value there. Unfortunately, we're throwing darts here at this point. New England at 1704. Boggs, you made a sound. Was that an unhappy sound? Or
yeah, I was going to take the Patriots D because I have, in my Black Book rankings, I've got the Patriots at 4, but I've got the Ravens at 5. I think with Roquan coming in there, you get a full year of Kyle Hamilton and a healthy David Ojabo to add to the rest of that already pretty strong defense. I think Baltimore is going to have a pretty good year on that side of the ball.
And you know that Bogman always puts business ahead of personal, because he hates the Ravens with a passion.
That's right.
So the fact that you're willing to take the Baltimore defense says a lot about you and how committed you are.
Unless it's Juju, then I put personal over everything. I love Juju. We all know that.
You do love it. It's unhealthy. It's a little bit too much love, I think.
I will always love you for knocking out perfect. It's always
that is a good point. Zamir White at 1706, and then Chase Edmonds at 1707. Fitz with a great pick here. Zach Evans of the Rams. In these deeper leagues, how important is it to take shots on guys like Evans here?
Yeah, throwing one last dart at a running back, Joe, and I think it's if they're rookies with upside at this part of the draft, this is where you should get them. And I do think there is some potential upside for Evans. I'm not necessarily one of the people who thinks he has a real chance to steal Cam Akers' job because I'm a Cam Akers fan. But, you know, if anything happened to Akers, and we also saw Akers end up in the Sean McVay doghouse for a while last year. So possible there's going to be an opportunity at some point for Evans.
Okay. After Evans, then the guy that I wanted to draft goes, Rashee Rice. I wanted all of them. I was trying to make the infinity gauntlet of all the guys in Kansas City. And I was like, Rashee Rice is going to make it back to me. He did not. Then Evan McPherson goes, the first kicker off the board. Here we go. 17-10. Kicker's gone. Justin Tucker goes next. The kicker watch is on. Okay. People like them. He's fun to watch. You know, he kicked the ball and he took the cap.
How can
off
you take any kicker over Tucker? Come on.
I don't disagree with you. Big Pot Energy, though, did take a kicker, but also a wide receiver, Jonathan Mingo, the Carolina Panthers. So who do you like better, Mingo or Terrace Marshall? What do you think?
I like Jonathan Mingo because he was drafted by the current regime. Like, just it's fun. It's really hard when these guys are carried over from past regimes to get the opportunities to deliver. And Terrace Marshall has come up short, I think, in most of the opportunities he's gotten at the NFL level, where Jonathan Mingo, they drafted him in the second round. Like, they expect big things from the guy from Ole Miss. So I think Mingo could be have a big impact, especially in the second half of the season, where you see a lot of rookie wide receivers really break out.
Okay. Then you took Koo, the kicker. How much analysis you want to give it? He's an indoor kicker. That's, is that why you took him?
He's an indoor kicker. Because when, look, again, going back to week 17, the way that the playoffs are structured, you have that kicker that's playing outside, outdoors in Buffalo or in one of these hostile environments. It's a lot tougher for to have confidence playing that kicker, whereas Younghoe Koo is going to be indoors.
I love that every pick you make is like, well, when I'm in the playoffs, I love that energy. That is so great. That's what you need here to be successful.
Energy.
That big pot energy, you know, because when I'm playing in the playoffs in week, you know, 15, I like every single pick analysis seemed to start that way. I love it. He's not playing for the first 14 weeks of the season. No, not Erickson. Jordan Love goes next. Then Sean Tucker, Pierre Strong, Fitz. You made a selection in 1805, Jason Sanders.
Yeah, well, just cut and paste the Andrew Erickson analysis for his kicker selection here. You know, get a warm weather kicker, and Sanders is a pretty good one. So when I make the playoffs, I'll have Jason Sanders kicking.
Thank you, Fitz. There you go. Chase Claypool next at 1806, then Josh Downs. Kenny Pickett to you, Scott Bogman. What do you think?
I mean, just in case. Look, you know, I know I took Kyler Murray and, you know, late bye weeks on my QB for Justin Fields and everything. But if he does get hurt, I probably just need someone. We know Murray isn't going to be that guy early. So I'll take Pickett here.
Okay, so Pickett off the board. Van Jefferson next. I took Bass, the kicker from the Buffalo Bills. Then we had Robinson from New England. I'm worried that Robinson gets cut. I don't know if he's going to make this team. And I just one of those things where I'm just looking at the depth chart and looking at how the usage is going to be. I'd be very surprised if he ended up making that roster. Marvin Mims Jr. to be specific goes next at 1812, and then Alex Salazar at 1901. Manly Ness is up next. So at this point, we're looking for BPAs. We're looking at taking shots on players, and we're looking at what our roster needs are. So we only have a couple selections left. Now I've gone all in on Kelsey, so I should probably get a backup just to have one here. And let's have some fun. Let's go with young Michael Mayer, the better Michael Mayer, not the one that we work with at Fantasy Pros, of course, but the one that's playing for the Las Vegas Raiders. We'll take a shot on the rookie. Maybe he figures things out, and we'll see what happens there. So in between their Mims, it was Carlson, Butker, then Mayer to me. Johnny is up next at 1904. We are flying through this. And again, I urge you all, use that Fantasy Pros discount code, that promo code Fantasy Pros, to get $25 off your entry to the Fantasy Pros Championship on FFPC. It is at fantasypros.com/championship. That's where you sign up. If you're watching on YouTube, it's pinned below. Just click on that link. It'll take you right there to sign up. And I'm telling you, these early drafts, we're trying to help you see where the value is, see the board. You can go review these drafts and then make some of your selections early if you want to be someone who drafts in June. I would not be shocked if the person who won this whole thing in the $1 million prize drafted early, because I think there's a lot of value to be had there. If you draft early and stay healthy through the preseason, that's usually a really good thing. Slayton goes at 1904, then Boggs, you took Isaiah Spiller. Look at you with the Chargers. How do you feel about this one?
Not great. There's not a lot of quarter or running backs around at this point. But look, I do... God, I hate that I'm taking an Aggie here, but look, Spiller's skill set is still really it's strong. It's the speed. He needs to be able to prove that he's fast enough to last in the NFL because he's a better running back than Joshua Kelly, but Kelly's faster. So there's a chance that he can do it. But I mean, this is one of the first guys cut on my team if he doesn't get it done.
There you go. And again, the waiver wire is going to be pretty shallow. So you can't really look for too much out of there. You got to get what you need in the draft here. Very important. After Spiller, Denver Broncos D, then Nyheim Hines, Pat, Tyquan Thornton. Let's go, baby.
High upside swing at wide receiver.
Fitz is just doing that to impress the Patriots fans on the podcast. We all know that. Come on. Just wanted that Patriots
I'm
fan.
I'm pandering. Is that what you're accusing me of, Boggs?
Extreme Patriots
fans. He's barking up the wrong tree because Erickson and I could care less. Like we never we're still bitter.
I mean, I would have
Think Erickson yawned while he was making that pick. I mean, so yes.
Mm-hmm. I would have been more impressed if Pat drafted Kayshon Booty. But he may have already been drafted.
Yes, there you go. That's the one that we would have stood up and applauded. Kansas City Chiefs D at 1909, then the Bengals. Allen Robinson then at 1912. Talk about your last two selections here. Andrew Erickson, go.
Malik Davis for the Dallas Cowboys. Don't know who the backup running back to Tony Pollard is going to be that could add a free agent. But right now, Malik Davis and Ronald Jones are in the running. So I'm going to go with Malik Davis and not Ronald Jones. So we'll see if the closing line value hits strong here or logic. Not. Dallas obviously produced a lot of running back production, even just not counting Tony Pollard. So he's not going to see all the touches. So Malik Davis could have a large, bigger role. So I think he's worth the 19th pick. And then with Tyler Conklin, again, I went late round at the tight end. So I need to attack it with quantity, not necessarily quality. And again, when I'm in playing in week 17, I got a lot of Browns players. Who do the Browns play? The New York Jets. So when Tyler Conklin catches 3 touchdowns, it's going to correlate well with my Nick Chubb, my Amari Cooper, Deshaun Watson. It's all laid out perfectly.
I like that you're making there. Week 17 plans.
This is what you got to think about it. If you're in the postseason.
I will say this, Erickson. I'll say this. The Ronald Jones analysis, spot on. I mean, yeah. You couldn't do better.
There's low hanging fruit.
Fitz, talk about your last round pick here before we close things out. And then Bogman, you can talk about yours and I'll talk about mine. And then we'll see how we all finish theoretically in the draft wizard's eye. So what'd you do with your last pick here, Fitz?
One final dart throw to running back, D'Ernest Johnson, who we've seen have some pretty big games. I mean, we remember him destroying the Denver Broncos in a Thursday night game a few years ago. Just one last shot since I kind of went with the zero RB approach in the early rounds.
Boggs, you took a kicker with your last selection, right?
Yeah, when I make the playoffs, Greg Joseph will also be kicking indoors, and I waited till the last round to do it. So there you go.
I took Khalil Shakir with my last pick too. There were a few guys that went undrafted though. Mecole Hardman, Paris Campbell, Steelers defense was still out there too. Noah Fant. I think there were some guys out there too you could make some cases for. So at the end of the day, Draft Wizard, of course, does not care for me. C-, it never likes me at all. Bogman, what grade did you get here from the old
mine
Draft
has not
Wizard?
Popped up yet. Oh, there it goes. C plus, better than Joe.
C plus, better than me. That's all you have to be. I am at the 12, 11. I am 10th overall, so it did not like me at all. The good news is it liked me more than Erickson and Fitz because Mr. Big Pot Energy finished 11th and Fitzy finished 12th here. So, of course, our Discord users went out there and crushed it. Manly Ness, the number one in terms of the theoretical rankings. Again, these are theoretical rankings, but Manly Ness, congratulations. C.S. Homer. I hope I'm saying that right. If I'm not CS, I'm sorry, but you get the best you get, is number two. And then of course, P Fox at 3, always a tough draft against Alex finished 4th, then Snacks at 5, JC at 6, Old Ball Coach at 7, Bogman, the best of us, Bog. So how's it feel to be the best of us?
Hey, you know what? I'm just glad that looking at the expert opinions here that Andrew Erickson gave me an 87, third best score of anyone. Mm. So thank you very much, Erickson. We're on the same page here, bud.
There you go. You know you had a rough draft when the Draft Wizard says the best things you did were draft Travis Kelce and then Tyler Bass. That was
and number one of your positions, best. Joe. So there you go.
Look, man, at the end of the day, I'm looking, you know who liked my draft? Derek Brown and Andy Behrens. Those are good people. Good people to like your draft. I don't
Rest
know the people
peace,
who gave
Derek.
Me thumbs down. I'm not familiar with them. and I'm not going to get familiar with them because they seem very negative to me. Andrew Erickson, how about you? What did you get here on your draft grades? And what did you get from the Draft Wizard in terms of some of the the back end comments here, or backhanded comments possibly as well.
Yeah, more like backhanded comments. I got a 68 out of 100, so nice D plus, but as my parents used to say, D's get degrees, Andrew. So D plus for me, and I liked my own draft. Andrew Erickson gave myself a 83 out of 100. I'm a hard grader, but still, I got to be biased there. Derek Brown liked my draft, or somewhat liked it, 72. Dave Kluge over at Football Guys, 71 out of 100. So a lot of critics.
I like that you graded my team better than yours, Erickson. Yes, that's all that matters to me.
I mean, we could switch teams if you want. I mean, we could do
well,
that.
Well, let's talk about your team, Erickson, because look, let's take the draft grades to the side here, and let's really look at this roster, because again, it was tight end premium, it was PPR, it was a format where we're swinging for the fences a little bit because it's FFPC and because it's a tournament style where we're trying to get in the playoffs in advance, and that's what you're trying to do in order to win the whole thing. Big pot energy starts with Deshaun Watson at quarterback, Nick Chubb at running back, Antonio Gibson, then AJ Brown, Keenan Allen, Chigakonkwo, Amari Cooper, Christian Watson, the Saints D. You got Calvin Ridley down there on the bench, Damian Harris, Geno Smith. I think you crushed it, kid. I don't know how to, I don't see the D plus. To me, this is a B plus team. So how do you feel about it? Obviously, you'd go to war with this, and obviously you're winning the whole thing according to the strategy, right?
Well, I have to go to war with it because I've already drafted the team, and there are no mulligans in fantasy football, people. This is not golf. So for me, the thing I look at is kind of the middle rounds where I took Ridley, Watson, Gibson. So basically, I missed out on an elite tight end, which I talked about in the beginning of the show that I didn't want to do. Mm-hmm. So I tried to wait on Darren Waller. I didn't get him. So going into another draft, I would think I would be more aggressive trying to get that last elite tight end before the tier breaks off. And then secondly, I have to start Antonio Gibson week one. He may not be the starting running back on his own team in week one.
Right.
So that's problematic. And that's probably why I'm getting a downgrade in my overall grade. So if I had maybe swapped instead of taking Ridley, I take a running back at that point, and then instead of drafting Gibson, I take another breakout wide receiver. So there are a couple of things in the middle rounds I think I could have tweaked a little bit differently, prioritizing different positions that I think would have resulted in a better grade. But now I know these things. You know, this is our first mock draft that we've done. That's why you do mock drafts, so you can practice.
That's your mulligan.
That's my mulligan.
Well, no, but I like how you're owning it. But I also, I kind of go to the side of, I'd rather have Calvin Ridley on my team. Yeah, with the running back injuries, the way they happen, the one thing on the waiver wire, probably we're still, even despite the 20-round draft, they're still going to pop up. There'll be some running backs that pop up. I'd rather have Calvin Ridley on my team. But you make a good point there. There's some uncertainty. You're looking to coast through September.
I'm not trying to win week one, Joe. I'm trying to win week 17.
That's right. Scott Bogman, let's see what you're trying to win here. Justin Fields at the top, Saquon Barkley. Ooh, wee. That's a pairing. That's good. Aaron Jones, then Debo Samuel, Deontay Johnson, Mark Andrews. So you did go for the early tight end. Isaiah Pacheco, Juju Smith-Schuster, the Ravens defense. You had Jameson Williams on the bench. You had Romeo Doubs, Odell Beckham. So you got some depth there. Kenny Pickett, Kyler Murray, some depth there as well. Dalton Kincaid, if he becomes a star, that's a big win. Our boy Roschon Johnson. Boggs, you got to feel pretty good about this roster, especially if Debo stays healthy. To me, that's the one thing. Debo's not healthy. Wide receiver is hurting a little bit. But other than that, it feels like a pretty deep roster to me.
Yeah, Debo producing, number one, is the big thing. And Deontay improving on the touchdowns. Juju not being pedestrian. I have a wide receiver issue. And that's why I took so many chances on it late. That's why you heard me say, hey, I'm looking for upside in Odell. I'm looking for upside in Doubs and Hyatt and that type of stuff. So I need two of those three to work of my first that I drafted and one of my other ones to hit. And I think I got a pretty strong squad with the number two tight end and a top five QB and a really strong set of running backs here.
Now, Fitz, I see that Dalton Del Don gave you a B+. We had Dalton on the show a few weeks ago, so that's encouraging there to a great expert, likes your team. Let's run through it real quick. Joe Burrow at the top, David Montgomery, Rashad Penny. So punted a little bit running back, but there's definitely some floor there and their potential there with the Rashad Penny. Cooper Kupp, Stephon Diggs, George Kittle in the tight end premium. This is where Fitz's team is built, and then T. Higgins and Mike Evans at the flex. Big wide receivers, bigger go home at the wide receiver position for Fitz. Dallas Cowboys, then you have Zay Flowers, Devon Achane. You've got some youth here, Kendre Miller, Isaiah Hodgins, who could certainly show you that he is still the favorite target of Daniel Jones in big spots. Fitz, when you're stepping back from this roster, how do you feel about it now?
I feel okay about it. A lot of firepower at the pass catching positions, and I cut corners at running back, which kind of explains why the draft wizard didn't love my roster construction. It does not seem to like zero RB builds. And, you know, I'm just going to hope that I get something out of the running backs I have. And we know that running backs sort of come out of the fog every year to surprise us. And hopefully I've got, you know, one or two of those guys who do come out of the fog sometime during the season.
That's why the draft wizard is such an amazing tool, too, because you can sit back and look at the evaluations and understand, okay, what maybe I should have done or maybe I'll do next time. And this is the training session. This is like the Rocky IV training session when he's out there and he's climbing up the mountains in the snow with the big giant log on his back. This is what draft wizard time is all about. So please go download the app, go to fantasypros.com/draft wizard and start your training program, because Ivan Drago is waiting for you on Labor Day. And if you're not ready, he's going to punch you right in the mouth. Let's go through my roster real quick. Lamar Jackson, Breece Hall, Dalvin Cook, DK Metcalf, Christian Kirk, Travis Kelce, Alvin Kamara, then Jordan Addison, the Eagles defense, Jacoby Myers, Jared Goff, Zeke, Sky Moore, Rashid Shaheed, John Mechie. Then we have Mayer, Marshall, Shakir, and MVS. Boggs, what do you give this roster in your opinion?
I love the starters, Joe. I mean, Lamar and Breece Hall and Dalvin Cook. You have a couple ifs in
both. Oh, and some guy named Travis Kelce in the premium. Let's not forget Travis Kelce.
Well, I didn't, because that's who I wanted. And I know, I'm teasing you, buddy. So, but yeah, look, you got to hope that Breece is 100%, right? Mm-hmm. Dalvin Cook's got to land in a good spot, and we're hoping Miami. Maybe six in Minnesota. I don't see that as viable, though. And then, you know, you hope Kamara doesn't go to the clink for a little while. So, you know, the running backs are the questions here on your squad. Sure. But I think this is a very strong build.
I think this is the classic. I'm going to win $1 million and I'm going to see Erickson in the playoffs where he already is living.
Week 17.
Rent free week 17. I'm going to see him in there, or I'm done by week 6. And you know what?
Worry about the other
shoot your shot.
Right.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Box. And I think at the end of the day, like, this is what you do. And, you know, you give it a shot, and we want all of you to give it a shot. Again, use that promo code Fantasy Pros. When you sign up, you get $25 off your entry. It's the Fantasy Pros Championship at FFPC. All of the data is there for you, so you can get familiar with the league. You can go run mock draft simulations. This is why we did this one. We'll do another one, I'm sure. And again, the way you sign up is fantasypros.com/championship. That's fantasypros.com/championship. Go sign up today. Use the promo code Fantasy Pros. Get your $25 off. And if you're looking for the link right on the YouTube channel, there it is. It's pinned on the bottom. Go click on it and go win $1 million. We're also giving away fabulous prizes too, with the Betting Pros and Fantasy Pros premium subscriptions too. So incredible opportunity. Somebody's going to win $1 million for playing fantasy football. That's insane. So thanks to all of our listeners for hanging with us today, and the people who drafted with us too on our Discord. If you want to be one of those people, join. We got so many mock draft shows coming. We want you to be a part of it. Fantasypros.com/chat. That's how you join our Discord. And of course, if you're a premium user, when you can go premium today, or drop a comment below if you're a subscriber to the YouTube channel, you get the opportunity to be in some of these drafts, because that's where we source these folks from. We do lots of drafts just with everybody in the stages or in those chats. We have a great time all summer. So start your training today with the Draft Wizard and go win $1 million at the Fantasy Pros Championship. That'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Bogman, Fitz, and Erickson, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
and travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.